90.6, another cup of coffee with me, Isabel, brought to you by Vida E Cafe in Vole Park. And joining me from Wide Horizon Hospice, Anne, how are you doing?
Well, and you?
I am good. Last 2 days of 2020 fun.
Yay.
Which has not been fun at all.
No. Not fun. Not pleasant, no.
No, not something to be reminisced about actually too much.
Well, I wouldn't mind if we'd reached the stage when we're going, don't you remember when that happened? And how we all seemed to cope and it was survival and we did well and we can laugh about it or, you know, say if we hadn't had that, we would have hadn't learnt these things. But learning them is hard at the moment.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are feeling way over-educated on life. But
that's mild, yes.
Very mild, very, very mild. But let's get to Wide Horizon Hospice. The unit's been a bit quiet.
The unit's been quiet. I think it's got a lot to do with people being on holiday and, you know, it's been a rough year for lots of people. And so what's happening is that the unit's quiet, people can't afford things, so they're not donating things, and so it's a vicious, horrible little circle.
Yeah.
We have had some lovely donations and some lovely help, but of course we're always looking for more and we need more.
It's not something that's one donation and it's going to fix everything or keep you running for eternity. So it keeps going, keeps going, keeps going, and you do need a lot to keep the unit running.
You'd be surprised how much, not just money, but things that it takes. How much tea and coffee we'd go through. How much of the basics we go through. Toilet paper.
And oh, yes. Everyone who stockpiled toilet paper at the beginning of 2020, come now.
Get a big ape. You
know? Remember when that was a thing. Gosh. Okay, so you obviously need a lot of day-to-day things. Just to keep things going, keep things moving, keep people happy, and of course, making life a little easier at the unit itself. But then, obviously, financially, you don't get a lot of backing from, let's say, government.
Well, we're supposed to have a contract with government. Our last contract was cancelled, and in theory, we should be receiving a new contract. Yeah, it's not forthcoming at the moment. And of course, government, like all other companies or whatever you want to say, seem to be a little bit closed at the moment. So the offices are all closed. Everybody's on holiday. And there doesn't seem to be any rush.
No, there does not. But that doesn't mean that you get to close at all.
No, we don't close, not at all. Our offices are closed at the moment. Although I'm still going in every day and I check the emails. And if I'm there when the phone rings, of course, I answer it. And then, yes, the unit itself is open. The nurses are there. The ladies are there. The patients are there. Those people who can't go home for Christmas are there. Some of them have gone home and come back again. And so, yes, those things are all still happening.
So if anybody feels that they might have a little bit extra of the be it toilet paper they've been hogging or anything else in the house that they can donate or they feel they're able to donate, how do we do so?
You come down to 13 Casino Road and there's a little buzzer on the gate. You push the buzzer and you say to the ladies, can you open up? And the ladies will open up for you and they'll come and help you.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
As easy as that?
As easy as that.
Okay. So last minute calls that you might be getting from people who might have tried to do the home-based care thing but not really going as planned?
Well, we've received a few calls this week where people have almost been caring at home and looking after their loved ones at home, but it's now reaching the end stages. So we know that this is palliative care and we know that that is coming. And of course, at this time of the year, everybody lives in that sort of strange eternal hope. And yes, it's great to be there, but if you phone at the last minute or even within the last couple of days, it's very awkward. Like everybody, we're not running on skeleton staff, but like everybody, we try and be able to build a relationship with people, especially with family and also with a patient. So if we're coming in at the last minute to help, it's really awkward for everybody, because then it's almost as though we're there just for those last few moments. And there's not much we can do for quality of life at that stage. Yes, there's pain relief and making people comfortable, but having those conversations about what do you actually want to have happen?
Mm.
Who do you want around? Those conversations don't get had, and then it makes it really awkward. And for the family too, you know, knowing that we're there in the earlier stages doesn't necessarily mean it costs more money. It doesn't. It costs you actually less money, because we make quality of life more important. And so it's hard. It's hard on the nurses, it's hard on the family, and it's hard on the patient as well, because now you've got a stranger who's trying to help you, who you don't know this person.
Don't always understand why and what's happening either.
Yes, and so it's very hard. It's hard for everybody in that situation. So rather call a little bit early, let us get to know people. And if you don't need us then long term, that's grand. Then you can pay us per visit, or we can just pop in and check on you. And that allows the process of hospice actually to kick in, the proper palliative care to kick into place.
So there is a sense of knowing, and not as much the confusion or, as you say, awkwardness.
Yeah, so you're trying to find out what are these questions and these answers to these questions while there's a process that your body is actually going through. Mm. And it's really, really hard. It's hard for the nurses. And, of course, the nurses then step back and don't ask those questions because it's invasive.
Yes, understandably that they do that.
Yeah.
So when would you prescribe it? Well, not prescribe it. When would be the best time to actually approach hospice?
Ideally, palliative care should kick in the day you get a life-changing prognosis, the very day. That's just about impossible. But within a couple of days afterwards, phone, make an appointment, come and see us or whatever else. It doesn't mean, and this is breaking that stigma of what hospice actually is, because lots of people say, oh, but you only deal with cancer patients. No, I don't only deal with cancer patients. I deal with young, not children, but young, right through until the old. And this means that we will be there to hold your hand through the whole stages. And that's often, you know, a non-family member can actually give you perspective and ask you the awful questions, but they need to be asked. And so you can give us answers that you may not necessarily want to tell your daughter or your son or your husband or the mother-in-law.
Mm.
Those conversations. And they're hard conversations to have, but it's important because that's what you want. It's about your quality of life.
That's what it comes down to, the bottom line at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of things that are closed, the little shop around the corner?
The little shop around the corner is closed at the moment. We'll reopen on the 12th. But if anybody wants to make donations, send us a message on the Facebook page. I try and go on there twice a day just to check if anybody's interacting or asking questions. And then I will collect one of our volunteers, somebody will say they will keep something. There was a lady yesterday who wanted to donate some stuff, and one of our volunteers has said, listen, you can drop it off at my house, and then when we reopen, I can fetch it. Or even in the meantime, when I'm running around, I can pick it up and take it down.
Oh, fantastic. So if anybody wants to chat to you at hospice or find out more about hospice itself or anything moving forward or donation-wise or making a bit of a monetary donation at such, how do we get a hold of you?
Okay, so I'm checking the email every day, more than once a day. And so you can email us at hospicevol@lantic.net. You can phone us normally. Our phones are intermittent at the moment between Eskom, Telkom, and the offices being sort of open. But they are there. It's 016-428-1410. Or you can send us a message on Facebook. Again, I'm checking in on there a couple of times a day, and lots of the ladies there who are volunteers, either at hospice or at the hospice shop, will be able to private message you my cell number if they see somebody's actually calling.
Okay, and anything from Wide Horizon Hospice's side reflecting on 2021?
That it's been a really hard year. A little bit of patience from everybody to everybody else will go a really long way. A smile, seeing somebody walk down the road and say to them, listen, that's a really nice dress. Just a little compliment. Try not to cut one another off in traffic. And those types of things actually makes just life a little bit easier.
I like that. Thank you so much. And good luck with the last 2 days of 2021. And may 2022 be the year that we've all been hoping for.
Oh, I am so hoping.